Richard Serafinov started making natural horns in the mid-1970s out of necessity. He needed an instrument to play. At the time, woodwind and string players had been making replicas of old instruments for a while, and he thought brass players needed to catch up. He now sells his custom-made horns to players all over the world. This month, he's teaching brass players how to make their own instruments in natural horn and trumpet workshops at Indiana University. Annie Corrigan stopped by his workshop just outside Bloomington, Indiana, to find out more about his craft.
From the Beethoven Eighth Symphony, just as an example.
The natural horn is a very different instrument from the modern French horn you see in orchestras. It has no valves to change the pitch, so the player does that all with his lips. Essentially, it's just a tube. According to Richard Serafinov, natural horn maker and professor at Indiana University, this results in inconsistencies in the pitch and tone. But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Because if I played that for you in the modern French horn, all those sounds would be absolutely even. So that really is part of the beauty of the old instruments and gives it a sort of personality. And in a musical phrase, that can be very charming.
There's currently a 9-month wait to purchase one of his custom-made natural horns because with his teaching obligations and performing schedule, he has a lot on his plate. His tripartite musical career makes him unique in the world of horn.
In the old tradition, which is still kind of the thought process in Europe, there are makers and there are players. And in fact, I have friends, both brass players and instrument makers, who just don't understand that I do both of them.
So we've got horn going to North Texas, there's one going to Germany, Spain, there's one to Japan, Venezuela.
Really, literally all over the world, wherever there are ensembles that play early music. Here's a horn player in Australia, for whom I am making a low C crook, which is sitting on the bench right now. And this is it.
That's a serious crook.
That's a serious crook.
His workshop is a dusty room with vaulted ceilings. Great acoustics as a result. The large desk in the middle is cluttered with old-fashioned tools, partially completed instruments, and lots of metal pieces that will eventually get turned into horns.
We have a lot of raw materials, like, for instance, sheet brass. And it's very thin. This is 16/1000ths of an inch thick. And pretty much everything of the horn is made from this thickness of metal. And in fact, what I have in here are patterns for trumpets.
These patterns will be soldered, pounded, and shaped into Baroque trumpets by students who attend Serafinov's annual natural trumpet making seminar at Indiana University. He also teaches a seminar for natural horn making around the same time. The horns he makes are reproductions of historical instruments from as far back as the early 18th century. As he describes, there's a lot of homework that goes into making sure the instruments are accurately replicated.
Usually, I'll be able to go to a museum collection or to a private collection and put my dial caliper all over it and carefully measure everything and make drawings and get all the dimensions and then have a machinist make the tooling that I need to make the horn.
Then he buys tubing. A lot of tubing. But replicating the measurements used by horn makers centuries ago can be tricky.
So I'll call up the tubing mill and I'll say, I need some tubing that is 431/1000ths of an inch inner diameter and 482 outside diameter. And they say, what are you going to use that for? And I say, it's a long story.
Over the past 40 years, he's streamlined his process. He now purchases bells from a maker in Germany to save himself time and grief.
And I did a good deal of bell making in previous years, and I developed tennis elbow because you do a lot of hammering, a lot of rubbing with a burnishing tool, and a lot of brazing with a torch, and just a lot of hard work.
Serafinov jokes that all his experience with horn making has prepared him for some alternate careers.
It is serious metal work, and as my father used to say, it's a combination of being a jeweler and a plumber.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Learn more about natural horns on Richard Serafinov's website, serafinov.com. Find a link and see photos of his workshop on our website, wfiu.org/arts.